Shout it loud, hallelujah. A Jericho destroyed, hallelujah. If you are fully confident that you will locate the unprotected head of your Goliath, shout it loud, hallelujah. Awesome God, mighty God, awesome God, sing it loud, mighty God, give you praise, awesome God, give you praise.
Has given us the victory.
again. Sing it loud and clear.
The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again.
Sing it again loud.
The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again.
Oh, Bisa, Bistoya. Oh, Bisa. Baritoya, is a Jesus Redeemer. Oh, Pisa, Baritoya, Alleluia.
Oh, Pisa, Baritoya, oh, Pisa, Baritoya, is a Jesus Redeemer. Oh, Pisa,
Alleluia. Jesus, oh, enemy, my people, Naniki, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the
Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi,
what is she
saying about? What is she saying about?
Eyes closed. You have just prayed a very powerful prayer, as written in Psalm 138, that the Lord shall perfect everything that concerns you. All eyes closed. Please don't say anything until I ask you to talk. Don't even say amen until I ask you to talk. Father, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the one who is greater than the greatest. You are the one higher than the highest. You are the one who does your own surgery without knives. You are the one who can do all things. You are the one who has said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And so, Father, your children are gathered here at this revival hour. I stand here as your servant, and I issue a decree that as many as are here now, and there are some spirits that have vowed that they will never possess a particular possession. Spirit husbands that have vowed that there will be no children, that have vowed that there will be no marriage, that have vowed that there will be no prosperity. Makapota, Lira, the Kasentendeka. I stand here as a servant, and I decree by the decree of heaven that any covenant tying anyone down to this wicked spirit, whether they know about it or they don't know about it, whether they are lawful captives or unlawful captives, let that covenant begin to break now. So don't say anything for now. Let that covenant begin to break now. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Let the covenant between you and that marine power, between you and that mammy water spirit, between you and that Oloku spirit, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. And the wicked spirit children that are put into that womb, and they are calling it fibroid. Right there where you are, I command a volcanic eruption of the power of God inside that womb now, and let the evil plantation come out now in the name of Jesus. As the first person, verse number 2, verse number 3, verse number 4. Father, as many people as are here who are supposed to be stinkingly rich, but before they got aware, the enemy began to siphon the wealth, siphon the wealth. Makapotale kandia, ribosepia. Wherever such people are now, the wealth that has been siphoned away from your destiny, I command it to begin to flow back, flow back, flow back, flow back, flow back, flow back. Flow back, flow back, flow back, flow back, flow back. Silence. The power of God is about to fall on 11 people. You definitely will not be able to stand on your feet because they have been caging you for long. Father, as many people as are in this service now, and someone has carved an image to represent them and causing trouble. Let the yoke of that image afflicting anyone here be broken now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. Yes. That brother over there, tonight is your first night here. I have a word to you from the Lord. The Lord said, I should tell you that those who are planning your disgrace shall be scattered unto desolation. Get yourself ready. Silence. Silence. You, that person over there, that you have been seeing dead people in your dreams. The covenant tying you to the grave is broken now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. It's broken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The psalmist says, the Lord shall perfect. He shall perfect all things concerning you. You are going to sing that song again. This time, after the order of blind Bartimaeus, you want to clap your hands. You want to sing it loud without any apology to anybody. This is a time to key into the power of God flowing to this place. You have been doing your work. Father, perfect the work. You have been doing your work in my life. Father, perfect the work. You have been doing your work.
You have been doing your work.
With a loud voice, let nobody's voice be louder than yours now. Every curse that has hijacked my family. Can you shout this loud? Break! In the name of Jesus.
Break. Break.
Break. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Don't say anything again. Just keep quiet. Behold Jesus standing on that cross, looking at you. Hear the voice. Hear the footsteps of Jesus. He is now passing by, bearing back for the wounded, feeling all who apply. As he spake to the sufferer who lay at the pool, he said, in this moment will thou be made whole. Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Oh, come, weary sufferer. Oh, come, sin-sick soul. See the life stream is flowing. See the cleansing waves roll. Step into the current and thou shalt be. Seven aggressive time now. You are going to shout the blood of Jesus. If you have any infirmity in your body, make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours. Immediately you shout the blood of Jesus. Seven times. Then begin to do what you could not do before. You cannot run, you run. You cannot walk, walk. You cannot see, see. You cannot hear, hear. But shout it after the other blind Bartimaeus. Are you ready? Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Check your body now. Begin to do what you could not do before. Whatever you could not do, begin to do so now. And if you find that you have been healed, run quickly to this altar here. Don't let the devil put it back. Run quickly to this altar here. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father, these hands that are stretched tonight, let them carry the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let them carry the power of God. Let them carry the anointing that breaketh yokes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let this hand become the answer of signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus. Any place you're having trouble in your body, smite it 40 times, shouting blood of Jesus. Let's go! Jesus. Aha, aha. Something is going on over there. Something has been taken out. Yes. Another thing has been taken out. That's the power of God. Amen. Check your body now. Check it very well. Once you have been healed, run quickly to this altar. Don't allow the enemy to put it back. Run here very quickly. Look at what is happening over there. What a wonderful night to be here. Shout this again loud and clear. Powers representing dead relatives coming to my dreams. Can you shout us? Let me hear all the sisters shouting this important cry. Your voice is not loud enough, sisters. Brothers, can I hear you shouting the same thing? Death! In the name of Jesus. 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 Ah. Something is going on over there tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. That's just over there. All the powers that want to turn you to a mad person, by the time we close for this service, they themselves shall run mad. Yes. Aha. 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 Say, workers of iniquity, battling my destiny. Can you shout it loud? Your time is up. Death! In the name of Jesus, deal with the workers of iniquity that are battling your destiny. Enough is enough. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There is someone here. Lord said, the sand you are going to pour into that place of business after today's meeting will cause massive turnaround breakthrough for you in that business. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You will now shout this with boiling anger. Don't say, I prayed this kind of prayer before. Pray it again tonight. Powers! That hate my existence. Can I hear you shouting this? Die in my place. In the name of Jesus. Deal with those powers now. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we cover the signs and wonders with the blood of the Lamb. Continue to lay your hands upon us here. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pick any song of praises in your mouth. As we enter into our next segment, sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I've been to Calvary. I dip my hands in the blood of the Lamb. Having the blood of Jesus, my life has been
I've been to Calvary.
I've been to Calvary.
I've been to Calvary.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My life has been made
whole.
My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole.
My life has been made
whole. Oh, when they anchor Jacob, you find my water. Oh, when they anchor Jacob, you find my water.
Thank you once again. Continue to open our understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have us say God bless you and take our Bibles. Listen very carefully to this prayer message. Prayer message. The problem of angry spirits. The problem of angry spirits. In Mark chapter 9, from verse 17, Mark chapter 9, verse 17, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I've brought unto thee my son which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever it taketh him, it teareth him. Any power that wants to tear you shall be torn to pieces in the name of Jesus. his spirit is so angry, it teareth him. The destiny of that small boy was so good, and the enemy was so bent in terminating him, it teareth him. And he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I said to the disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, "Oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straight away, when that spirit saw Jesus, saw him, straight away, the spirit came, and he fell on the ground and wallowed for me. May you not be tormented by angry spirits. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" Jesus was asking for the history of the problem. How long ago? And the father gave a very sad answer. And he said, "Of a child, from the word go, they started the battle against this boy because of his shining destiny. I'm decreeing on all of us who are here that any power that is fighting against you because of your destiny shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus." Like that, amen, roar like thunder. And whatsoever is in anybody's life that has been troubling you since you were a child, the power of God shall bury them tonight. 22. And seven times it has cast him into the fire and into the waters. To do what? To destroy him. What has this small boy done? To destroy him. "But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." With all that, a scene has been created. So people ran towards the place. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." That was the command. One sentence, and the spirit cried and rent him again, saw, and came out of him. And he was as one dead. In so much that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come to the house, the disciple asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." So you want to deal with angry spirits? There is no way you can escape prayer and fasting. There are angry spirits raging against men day and night. They are angry, and the battle is on. Fighting and fighting and fighting. A raging battle. Spiritual war has been declared against us. Even if we say we are not fighting, but it's been declared against us. And it's a very, very sad thing. When a person has angry spirits raging against him, they are ready to destroy him. Even sometimes, these angry spirits, they come to ministers after the service to come and attack that minister for setting their captives free. This is one of the reasons why you should be praying for your pastors. Sometimes as a counselor, when some people come for counseling, I used to wonder, what has this person done that they are so angry against the person? There is something called the rage of the enemy. The Bible says, "Why do the nations furiously rage together?" The evil spirits can act in great anger. They act in unthinkable madness of wickedness. The way they rage is like a mad cow. When you say mad cow, that's the way they rage. When you see the rage, you will think the rage is not organized. But no, they are organized. And they are doing it with fullest intelligence and purpose. Although they look mad, and they are really mad and angry, but they are fully aware of what they are doing. They hate you with perfect hatred. They hate all children of God with perfect hatred. Any woman who is befriending the devil, you are looking for trouble. Because the devil has always hated women, right from the book of Genesis. Angry spirits act with great determination to destroy and to do evil things. These are the spirits that are raging against men. When you now begin aggressive prayers, the kind of prayer I'm going to ask us to pray now, it may now invite their anger. They have been there since. Nobody is addressing them. Nobody is praying the right prayers. So they stay in hiding. But when your sword touches blood and you pray the correct prayer, it's a violent reaction to allow such a person. They get angry because removing them is that they are losing their accommodation. They get angry because if you ask an evil spirit to leave a place, he has to still look around. It's a torture for them to be looking for another host. So they get angry when you start some prayers. When you uproot them from where they are, the pain of extracting them to get them angry. Sometimes during deliverance ministration, people cough out blood because the thing is attached to their intestine like this. When you say, come out, by force, I will pull them out, blood comes out. This is why they get angry. Then evil spirits are very proud personalities. They are very extremely proud. So when you chase them out, they lose their accommodation. The loss of face is very shameful to them. Because Lucifer too will demote them for losing their accommodation. Some will be punished by Lucifer for losing their host. The bottom line is this. If the enemy is smiling at you, it means that your prayers are not getting results. But immediately you start getting results, there will be a violent reaction from the bottom of hell. Deliverance ministers who are here, you will see that sometimes in deliverance ground, there is some demon who call, leave me alone, demon. They say, leave us alone! 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 I prayed with someone about 6 months back. She came all the way from the United States of America. She's not been in Nigeria for 23 years. When we started prayers, the thing spoke from her mouth. Say, man of God, leave us alone. Our father has handed her over to us. So don't bother praying for her. We have taken out her womb and put it in the pot and is buried inside the water in our village, inside the river in our village. They say they have taken out the womb. They have put it in the pot. It's inside the river in the village. But the scandal result is they are saying the womb is there, it's active, there is no problem. The angry spirits were against this sister. She got home that night. And they gave her serious beating. And warned her not to come back here. But she came back. And God delivered her. I'm praying for somebody here tonight. Every spirit raging against you, they shall destroy themselves. In the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet now. Rise to your feet. All eyes closed. This is not a day to joke. This is not a day to negotiate. In a few minutes, this service will come to an end. But I want you to know that if you cry tonight, the Spirit of God will work wonders in your life. All eyes closed. Right there where you are, the person I want you to do, tell the Lord, any sin that will allow my enemy to still remain in their position, let God the Father remove them. Amen. Right there where you are standing, the group before you are the Ekiti singers. Even if you don't know what they are saying, just flow along. We have serious warfare to wage here tonight. Glory be to the name of Jesus.
Ike, hallelujah, ama ubala. Ike, hallelujah, to Jesus Christ. Don't go to Jesse.
So much, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Right there where you are, raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this loud and clear. Pass! Raging against my destiny in the heavens. In the name of Jesus. Pass! powers raging against my destiny, diabolus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Raging spirits of my father's house, troubling my Israel. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Lay your right hand on your head. Say anything troubling my head. Come out with all your roots in the name of Jesus. Say three times. Number two. Number three. Place your hand on your chest now. Anything troubling my heart, come out with all your roots. In the name of Jesus. Shout it three times. Aha. Yes. Lay your hands on your belly now. Anything trouble my belly? Let's go. Come out with all your roots in the name of Jesus. Anything. Silence. And keep your mouth open. Don't close it. I'm giving an instruction. And the session has to be carried out. I ask them to come out. We'll give them the space to do so. I flush your intestine with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Bring out that sand now. Bring it out. Father, after the order of Moses, we lift this sand up to you. Let every particle making up this sand become the blood of Jesus. Let every particle making up this sand possess the sanitizing power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Let this sand receive the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The fire of the God of Elijah. In the name of Jesus. Any environment this sand lands in, let it be transferred to the environment of signs and wonders. Let it evacuate bad luck. Evacuate satanic attacks. Evacuate robbery. Evacuate tragedy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. When you get home, pour this sand back to where you want to pour it. Next week is the final sand prayer. So come with sand again to the next meeting. The Lord has been doing so many things, but there are so much other things He's yet to do. The Lord blesses you from Zion. And make His face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. You shall go from strength to strength. And from glory to glory. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. The eyes that never slumbers nor see shall be with you. Father, all the prayer requests, I answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.